The department has already made some changes for this year in the copays that TRICARE enrollees pay, and the proposed budget is looking at even greater copays for next year, especially if TRICARE enrollees want to obtain their prescriptions at their local community pharmacy.
You are also writing about the concern of mergers in the pharmacy space. Why is that important to people who are in TRICARE?
Well, TRICARE is such a large program. It's, in fact, one of the largest prescription drug programs in the country. And the department really only has right now three options in terms of who can administer that program: Express Scripts, Medco, or CVS Caremark. And two of those, Express Scripts and Medco, are proposing to merge. So when the department goes out for bid on its next contract for the drug program, instead of having three competitors, they'll only have two, and that means higher cost to the government, higher cost to beneficiaries, higher cost to the taxpayers. So we're opposed to it, the community pharmacies are, but several members of Congress just recently wrote to the department with their concerns about the merger.
Okay, tell me about the community pharmacies that you represent and who they are, the kinds of operations that are members of your organization.
So we represent the small one- and two-store local independent pharmacies. So we're the mom-and-pop corner drugstores. We're found primarily in urban and rural areas. So we're the small guys as opposed to the larger chains. But even the larger chains have concerns. But for us, we're very concerned about the merger and its impact on our ability to survive and to serve Medicare patients as well as TRICARE patients.
Now, I understand the attraction, of course, across the counter to the members of your organization compared to some of the big guys. What's the difference in how something like this would impact them compared to a huge chain drugstore that's got 5,000 locations or whatever?
Sure. Well, the small independent pharmacies, we depend on prescription revenues a lot more than do the large chains or the big box stores or the supermarket pharmacies. Prescription and prescription service is what we do, and we think we do it well, and our patients like to talk to us. So if this merger goes through, it will have an even greater impact on our ability to make ends meet, because the merged company will be the size of a Goliath, and they will be able to ratchet down our reimbursement, our ability to stay in business. And if you're a small pharmacy in an area like Virginia or North Carolina or California where there's a lot of TRICARE patients, if that's a primary part of your business, then you're looking at, you know, possibly going out of business, or maybe not being able to take TRICARE business anymore.
So this is a market power issue for you and your members, because they don't make the amount of money that that the chains do on 2-liter bottles of soda and suntan lotion and stuff.
All right, 90%+ of our business is from prescriptions. So unlike a Walgreens or a CVS, which is 60%, or like a Kmart, which is 10, prescriptions are what we do. If, you know, even small changes in reimbursement adversely affect the small independent pharmacies.
Now, how are you trying to get Congress to pay attention to this issue and notice the fact that you're over here doing business in this way?
Well, we have worked closely with many members of Congress to have them write to the Federal Trade Commission, which is currently reviewing the merger, to raise concerns about the impact of the merger on our businesses, our pharmacies, but also our patients, because for patients, the real issue is whether or not they will continue to have a choice of using their independent pharmacy or being forced to go to more mail order, not only for TRICARE, but for, you know, those who are in other commercial plans or Medicare Part D. So we've had 57 members of Congress write to the FTC about their concerns, and that's a record for any merger before the Federal Trade Commission. So it shows the depth of bipartisan concern about this merger, including for TRICARE patients.
You asked the Pentagon for more transparency when they change maximum allowable cost limits. What does that mean, and what help would that transparency be to your members, but also to the TRICARE customers, the clients?
Right. We're not getting in too complicated or in too much of the weeds. MAC is what the pharmacy gets paid to dispense a generic drug to a TRICARE patient. Yet we find that Express Scripts, which is the current contractor for the TRICARE program, changes these MACs at will without telling pharmacies how they're being changed or whether they consider how much it costs the pharmacy to buy the generic drug. Plus, we don't know whether if they reduce the amount they pay us, if that amount gets passed through to the TRICARE program, or is the Express Scripts, the PBM, just reducing the payment to the pharmacy and pocketing the difference. So it's not only transparency for us, but I think it's important for good government and program integrity for the TRICARE program to know, is Express Scripts, when they reduce payment to the pharmacy, pocketing that money, or is it passing it back to the beneficiaries and to the federal government?
So you're not necessarily suspicious, you just don't know and think that that's important information?
We don't know, and we're suspicious. That's the best way to say.